Aaron Rodgers comes out of the darkness and into the light, saying his intentions are to play for the New York Jets on the Pat McAfee show. Can you believe it? Hysteria, celebration in the streets of New York. Now, the deal's not done. This trade still has to happen with the Packers, but it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to be the next Jets quarterback, immediately becoming the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise. There's a reason to smile today if you're a Jets fan. This is a franchise-changing move. There is a path to the Super Bowl for the New York Jets, something that we haven't said in a long time here. We will break it all down. We'll react to what Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show. What might it take for this trade to happen? When might the trade happen? The Jets outlook, lots to dissect. It's Jake Brown and Brian Costello on an emergency episode of Gang's All Here from the New York Post, and it's coming up next.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets. And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get.
Welcome back. It's an emergency episode of Gang's All Here, New York Jets podcast from the New York Post. Jake Brown here alongside Jets beat writer for the Post, Brian Costello. You heard it, Kaz. There it is. We're getting right into the nitty-gritty. Aaron Rodgers tells Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee show since Friday, when he, you know, took that infamous ride to talk to Woody Johnson and all the higher ups with the Jets. Since Friday, my intention was to play for the New York Jets. It's the compensation that's holding things up. We had to hop on here, Kaz, and do a show. Surprisingly, I could speak pretty decently after 2 days removed from wisdom teeth removal. Excited. Holy cow. If this thing happens, and we'll get into it, Kaz. Aaron Rodgers becomes the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise. Move over Joe Namath. Rodgers is the guy. You can look at the side of, yeah, he'll be 39. He'll be 40 in December. He's old. He's back into his career. But this is a guy, Kaz, who's won four NFL MVPs. He's won a Super Bowl. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Arguably, like he said, could be the greatest Packer of all time. And Jets fans, there's a reason why there's jubilation in the air, because this is the quarterback that you had to go out and get if you wanted to be taken as a serious contender to win a Super Bowl. You know, if I wasn't 2 days removed from wisdom teeth surgery, I'd be a little bit more thrilled, but I am thrilled right now, and we'll see if it officially happens, but we had to get on here and do a show. This is a huge moment for the franchise, for him to even come out of the darkness, and the light that he saw was the New York Jets. I mean, thank you. There is a God. Because no, you know, normal person would think that, but Aaron Rodgers thought it, and Jets fans are thrilled to hear those words from him.
Yeah, I think, Jake, it speaks to where this organization is too. 2 years ago, I don't think the Jets would have even been in the conversation for Aaron Rodgers, or 5 years ago, like pick a year in the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. They were, people would have laughed at the idea of Rodgers coming to Jets. So to sit here and, you know, I've expected him for the last couple of weeks. I've been hearing like this was look trending in the right direction, and I could sense confidence from the Jets. So I thought it was going to happen. But to sit there and actually hear him say he intends to play for the Jets is pretty surreal. This guy, 2 years ago, the Jets practiced in Green Bay. I got to watch him practice for a couple of days, and it was amazing just to watch him practice. And it's been a long time since the Jets have had a quarterback that could throw like Aaron Rodgers, probably since Brett Favre, honestly. So, you know, I do think it's going to happen. When, I don't know. I think this is going to be a staring contest, Jake. It's really fascinating because neither team has leverage here, right? The Packers have made it clear they're moving on. They want to go to Jordan Love. Mark Murphy, the team president, spoke about Rodgers in the past tense last week. They're moving on. So it's not like they can, like Rodgers said himself, it's not like they can say, oh, the Jets aren't giving us what we want, we're going to take them back. Like, that ship has sailed, right? But the Jets, they have no leverage either, because all their eggs are in the Aaron Rodgers basket. There's no turning back at this point. Like, there's no plan B right now, Jake. So, you know, the Jets also can't say, oh, the Packers are asking for too much. We're going to go back to Zach. That ain't happening right now. So it's really interesting, because usually I feel like a team has some leverage. in this situation, I don't think either team has leverage. And I think Rodgers applied pressure to both GMs today. Now it's out there. You bet you guys are all excited. Joe Douglas has a lot of pressure to get this done. Gutekunst has a lot of pressure to get it done. You know, we'll see, but it's going to be a staring contest, Jake, and someone's going to blink at some point.
Mark Murphy, I hope he's got good insurance on his house. It might be on fire right now. I mean, the pitchforks, I mean, he made the Packers look pretty bad with some of his comments that he said. Now, you know, he said how much of a great time he had there. The fans are there, everyone there. He named some random places that I've never heard of that he loved going to. But Mark Murphy looked really bad here, and the Packers look really bad because he went into the darkness thinking that he was retiring. And that's when I'm like, oh no. Like, he set up the whole Packers franchise history. He really went on a soliloquy when he finally got to the one line that every Jets fan wanted to hear. I didn't know what was coming. So that kind of came out of left field when he went with that. But guys, the Packers, this is a bad look for them and Mark Murphy.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know why he would talk at a girls' basketball game. I'm a little puzzled as to what he was doing there. Maybe there's some kind of partnership or something. But yeah, that wasn't good. That was not a good job by him. But you know, and I think that kind of led us to believe, okay, Rodgers is going to the Jets. And so, you know, I think the Packers are going to play this game of, well, Jets are desperate. Let's see what we can get from them. And there's no deadline here, Jake. That's kind of the problem. There's no like trigger right now with money wise or anything. Like, that's usually what makes things happen. I think the draft, yeah, obviously, I think they're probably going to want draft picks this year, but even that, they could say, we'll wait till next year to get your draft picks. And the money does change on June 1st. It gets better for the Packers after June 1st, but I don't think anyone wants to wait until after June 1st to get this done. I think both franchises, I'm sure, just want to move along at this point and get on with it. You know, we'll see how long this stare down lasts, Jake, and when somebody blinks and gives up what they want.
What do you see as a realistic package? Because I feel like when we spoke a few months ago, you thought it might be like a second and a third or something. You know, people are talking about a Stafford-like package. I feel like it's going to take at least a conditional first and more. What do you think the package
is? I think what we learned about Joe Douglas is he kind of sticks to his guns with stuff. So I think Douglas is going to dig in here. To me, I still think it's a second-round pick this year. And then I think it's a conditional pick in 2024 that could be a first round pick, depending on, like, you can make it if he wins MVP. If the Jets go to the Super Bowl, it's a first round pick. You can make it a second round pick if they go to the playoffs, a third round pick if he plays 17 games. I don't think you can tie it into him playing in 2024, Jake. I've heard some people suggest that because I don't know what the date would be that would trigger that then, like, right? Because he could say he's going to play on April 15th and then it becomes a second round pick and then to change his mind in June and then they're screwed. So I don't know. But could there be a player thrown in? Sure. I don't think it's going to be a major player. Like, I don't think Sauce Gardner is going anywhere. I saw that on the interwebs the other day. I don't think that's happening. But like, could Denzel Mims go? Sure. Like, you know, somebody that they're pretty much done with, like, yeah, that could happen. But I don't think it's going to be a huge trade because he's 39 years old. You don't know if you're going to have him for more than a year. You know, it's sort of like a baseball trade. He's a rental, you know, and then the other thing is the contract. You're helping the Packers out by taking this contract and the Packers can go, oh, well, we'll just try to get somebody else involved. There's no other teams that are out there. And more teams are filling their dance card and they know who their quarterback is going to be. So it's not like I think they'll be able to find a suitor in June for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it's interesting when you say a player, because the Jets, they did go out and sign Alan Lazard to a 4-year, $44 million deal. That was one of the signs. You're like, Rodgers got to be coming. And then the wish list thing came out, which he refuted. Poor Adam Schefter, guys. I mean, imagine that. The text comes out there. Lose my number. Good try, though. Has a player ever sent you a text like that?
Nothing quite that bad, but I've gotten some texts that are not nice, but not lose my number. I don't think I've ever gotten that. But yeah, look, the wish list thing, Jake, I kind of feel bad for Diana Rossini and the whole thing because she never said like this was a list of demands. It just sort of took off on Twitter that way. Maybe she could have phrased it better. I don't know, looking back at it. But like, of course, the Jets asked him, hey, like, are there free agents that you think we should target? And hey, Alan Lazard was on their list, Jake, from the minute Nathaniel Hackett walked in the building, right? Hackett has a history with him. He wanted him. So, yeah, so I think Rodgers is telling the truth. They asked him, like, tell us about Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard makes sense for the Jets, who no matter who the quarterback is. Of course, Rodgers helps matters.
He's Corey Davis' replacement at a year younger.
Yeah, the other guy, and the other guys are not, you know, Randall Cobb is going to be a fifth wide receiver on this team or fourth. Like they're getting rid of Berrios. They didn't bring back Jeff Smith. I don't think that's a big deal. I can't see Mercedes Lewis fitting in here because they invested in tight end so much last year. And then Odell is kind of an outlier. Like Odell, nothing's happening with Odell right now. I think that'll be down the road, like maybe June or something. Odell will get a contract, but could the Jets be interested? Sure. But I just thought the wish list thing got kind of twisted. Like it wasn't like Rodgers was sitting here like, you must sign these guys or I won't come. I was told that yesterday and wrote it, you know, yesterday. Like it was more just the Jets had conversations with him, as they should, about who he might want them to sign.
Yeah, and I love Diana. She's a great reporter, so shout out to her. That was a tough spot to be put in there on the biggest stage where 500,000 people were watching that YouTube stream. I mean, that was like the decision.
You like the Pat McAfee show, Jake? You're of that generation.
I do. I actually think he's very entertaining, very interesting. I like the betting side. I did tweet out, Kaz. I did put a futures bet on the Mets and Jets to win the championship, parlayed it. It was like 10 to win 1500. I had some fun with it. I did Rangers, Mets and Jets $5 to win $9,000. I did Rangers, Knicks, Mets, Jets $1 to win $123,000. And then I did Mets and Jets $10 to win $1,400.
So you got like $20 total.
Yeah, like $21
instead of just throwing it in the garbage like that. You can just
listen. But that's the thing. You can at least think of Super Bowl. Like I can Super Bowl There's credentials hope. Now for next season and maybe cover it as the Gangs All Here podcast at the Super Bowl. That's the type of quarterback they're getting.
We'll get a radio row booth.
I need one. I've been dreaming of that. Make it my 33rd birthday present next year. You can dream of that because the Jets have the turmoil at that position this team's gone through. Zach Wilson, Mike White, good luck in Miami. Joe Flacco, Sam Darnold, Josh McCown, who we like as a person, but he's a backup. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Geno Smith, Mark Sanchez, a year of Brett Favre. Chad Pennington was the last like solid Jets quarterback, and he couldn't throw it more than 20 yards. Vinny Testaverde, Boomer Esiason is one of the great, but we're talking about Boomer, Namath, Chad Pennington, and Vinny Testaverde in the Mount Rushmore, maybe, of Jets franchise quarterbacks. Rodgers immediately becomes the GOAT of Jets franchise quarterbacks at 39 years old.
He does, Jake. I mean, look, Brett Favre.
On paper, he becomes the GOAT.
Well, Brett Favre's credentials were pretty damn good, too. I think they were.
I feel like he was more of the decline then. How old was Favre when they got him?
Remember, the next year, he led the Vikings to the NFC Championship game.
That's true.
And he had the Jets at 8-3. Before he tore his biceps tendon, and he had a pretty good year. He threw 22 touchdowns that year, Jake. Like he wasn't bad. I think he was 39 years old.
Oh, he was the same age. Okay,
yeah, the same age. It's eerily similar. So like, yeah, is he? I think he is one of the he and Favre are the two most accomplished quarterbacks. You know, besides Namath. But let's see what he does before we say, oh, he's the greatest quarterback in Jets history. But I one thing, Jake, that you sparked in my memory is talking about all the Jets quarterbacks. So like one of the things people are talking about, you know, with Rodgers is, you know, was it a down year last year and stuff? Like a down year for Rodgers would be one of the best seasons in the history of the Jets, right? I mean, like I'm looking at the list right now that touchdown passes in the season, Fitz is number one with 31. Vinny had 29, and then Namath, Sanchez, and Al Doro. You have an Al Doro jersey?
Can't say I do. Maybe I'll find a TJ Maxx.
They had 26 touchdowns each, right? So that's where I think Rodgers threw 26 last year. He might throw 27. Yep. Yeah, 26 last year. So he would have been tied for third in Jets franchise history with a bad season.
With like a broken thumb. A broken thumb year is the best year in Jets history. I mean, you look at his great years. The guy just won back-to-back MVPs the years before that. And that was during the COVID madness and, you know, him and the vaccine and everything. He's going to be, like we said, like we rumored, like the stories are going to be easy for you. I mean, your job, I don't know if it got easier or harder. You're going to have a lot of headlines. You're going to have a lot of headaches and headlines with Aaron Rodgers covering him.
Yes, I'm going to be busy. It's good for business, Jake. Not good for my life, but it's good for business.
the front and back page of the New York Post are going to be consumed with pictures of his toes and his hair and everything.
I wonder how he'll handle the front of the paper, Jake. That's what I'm curious about. I don't think he'll have a problem with the back of the paper, but the front of the paper, you know, he likes to date famous women, and I'm sure he's going to be on page six, and I'm curious how he handles all that.
I'm trying to see him at the club in the city. I'm trying to see Aaron Rodgers out. You know, I do go to Marquee and some places in the city. I don't know if he'll be there, but I would like to see Aaron Rodgers out on the scene, say hello. And, you know, he's a big hallucinogenic guy. He might be on shrooms out in the streets of New York City. But besides that, the quarterback himself, just like you said, you saw him in practice, just seeing him practice. Now you'll get to see him practice every day. And I found it interesting, too. He defended Nathaniel Hackett hard, where he was, like, cursing on the Pat McAfee show. And he said, like, they didn't bring Hackett in just to get me. He's a well-respected coach. What'd you think of his defense of Hackett?
I thought it was good. I mean, I had heard all along, you know, how close they were. And obviously, I've seen quotes from him in the past. But I did think that was really strong. Obviously, Hackett played a role in getting him here. He mentioned that. That was one of the most attractive things about the Jets. So interesting. I took it as honest, Jake, that he was being, you know, passionate about Nathaniel Hackett.
He said, too, he said who he was with. He said the cap guy. Was that Haim he was talking about? He said,
I think he said the money guy. Haim the money guy, I believe, was the quote, Jake, which was one of my favorites. Haim Al-Hai is the team president, Jacob.
Was he on the trip? Is that who he was talking about?
He was on the trip, yes. It was Woody Johnson, Christopher Johnson, Haim, Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, and Nathaniel Hackett, I believe, was the whole spiel.
And to come out of the darkness and see the light and to save the Jets franchise, the savior might be here in Aaron Rodgers. We don't know when it's going to get done. Listen, it could end up same old Jets. This was not a same old Jets move when and if it does happen. This is we are all in, and it's a 2-year window right now to win a Super Bowl, hold up the Lombardi.
How do you know he's going to be here for 2 years?
Well, that's the contract, right? You said after 2 years, those are Fugazi years, right? The contract?
Yeah, but he could retire after next year. I mean, look at what he's done the last 3 years, Jake. He usually does a dance move every year if he's going to come back. He's also got that in common with Brett Favre. So,
how about that? Win a Super Bowl, then he can retire. Do that. That's fine. He'll play 1 year, win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And listen, with the roster that this team has, there's a reason to be excited. The defense is great. You know, they end up bringing Quincy Williams back. What was it, a 3-year deal for Quincy?
Really good contract.
Good contract. The offense is in place. We'll see if they can keep
you need an offensive line, Jay. You need some help.
Still need an offensive line, of course. There's still
some
moves.
Help on the offensive line.
But they have money. They have money to spend here, and they have good draft picks, depending on, you know, which picks they do keep, if they do keep this year's picks. They got capitals to get guys, and Woody Johnson seems like he's all in to spend to put the team around him. And just, the pieces on defense, you love. The offensive line, I agree. The receivers, Breece Hall. Maybe you take a flyer on Ezekiel Elliott to join Breece Hall in the backfield as your goal line kind of back.
No.
Maybe not.
No. But, Jamal Williams, I like that idea.
I would love Jamal Williams. He is just an incredible dude, too. He would be fun in New York. That's another guy. But, Kaz, the pieces are in place here for something special. I think this is the most excited Jets fans should be. Listen, if Mark Sanchez could take the Jets to back-to-back AFC championships, I don't see why Aaron Rodgers can't win a Super Bowl here. That team, probably at similar talent, maybe better talent defensively.
Slow down.
What do you think?
They had the number one defense in football in 2009, right? They had Revis, who was the best defensive player in football in 2009. Their offensive line was the best offensive line in football. 4 first-round draft picks on the offensive line. All very, very, very good players. And Brandon Moore was a good player too. Thomas Jones led the NFL in rushing. So like that 2019 was good. And then 2010, they added Braylon, right? Well, actually, they added Santonio. Sorry, they added Braylon into the middle of 2009. And they brought in Cromartie in 2010. Like, those teams had some talent. So this team has potential, but let's see. And look, we're March 15th right now. It's not a finished product yet. Let Joe Douglas make the roster up and we'll see. But those were very talented teams, Jake.
And you can't forget the re-signing of Greg Zuerlein. The Jets have their kicker back in place. No more kicker saga here. But this looks so good. A great time to be a Jets fan. Now, let's not hope it all goes to crap and he ends up retiring or a deal doesn't get done, because that would be very Jetsy.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Jake. I think they've gone too far now. I think they have to figure it out. How quickly? I don't know. But I think somebody's going to blink here at some point. I think there's a 1% chance it doesn't work out, just because I would never say never to anything. But I think we've gone too far at this point.
All right, because we did, Amazing But True will be back next week. Mets podcast, me and Nelson Figueroa. We did a Carlos Correa emergency podcast in December, and that ended up being a Fanta podcast because that didn't happen. Different situation, medicals. Hopefully, Rogers' medicals clears. His thumb is all good to go, but different situation. So hopefully this won't be a Fanta episode.
I think he'd have to be like missing a thumb at this point for the trade not to happen, Jake. So
listen, he could play with four fingers and still be the greatest quarterback in the history of the Jets franchise. So I'll be happy to have him. And,
name it slander from Jake.
Well, Joe will agree. And he said he'll give him number 12. That was interesting. He wouldn't answer that question about the number on the pattern.
You want me to wear number 12, Jake?
I'm not one of those people that like makes a huge deal out of a number. I'm curious to see what he'll do. I think he would wear a different number to respect for Joe, but I don't think Joe or any Jet fan would lose sleep if he took the number 12. I think it's just a number. There's so limited numbers, and some guys just have an affinity for a number. I don't know.
I think he was number 8 at Cal, if I remember right.
All right, and who's 8 now? Elijah Moore, right? So Elijah will 8 in college. Yeah. So take Elijah's number. Elijah will switch, and that's the easy fix.
Oh, I think Albert Breer had a funny suggestion. He should ask for 4.
No, I don't want to go down that path again. I'll tell you, I was pumped when they got Favre, and that was bad. That just ended poorly in the final. I just feel like this is different. I just feel Rodgers is more talented than Favre. I also like his ability to run. I love my rushing quarterbacks. I think Rodgers can run a little bit.
His running has slowed down a bit, though, Jake. He's 39. He's not what he was as a runner.
And I just love how he reads defenses so well when there's, 12 guys on the field.
He wore 4 in junior college there. Hart 4, styles.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Hart's 4 and 8. So 4, 8, or 12. Those are your three choices, Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what he ends up choosing. But Jets fans, get excited. It is a great time to be a fan, and this team is going all in for a championship, and there's still lots more moves to be done. Kaz, we'll close it out. Give us your State of the Union here on March 15th with the Jets, assuming this move becomes official.
Yeah, you got to be thrilled, Jake. You got a quarterback, a good, really, really, really good quarterback. Now, long-term, I don't know what it means. I don't know how long it'll be here, but for 2023, I think the Jets are now top 5 in the AFC. I think I'd put them at like 5th in the AFC probably. I'm not going to throw them past the Chiefs. Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Chargers, I would probably put ahead of them. But I think they're up there. I think they're second in the AFC East now to the Bills and can challenge for the division. That's another thing, Jake. Division's been 21 years since the Jets won the division, right? So can they do that? Can you actually get a home playoff game? Jay, how old were you in 2002, Jake?
10, because my birthday is February, so I was 10.
Oh my! So you're so young. You don't even know what home playoff games look like.
I think that was like legit the first year I was even a Jet fan when I was 10 years old. So I have not seen a home playoff game as a fan really in my lifetime. So this could finally be the year. I think they could win the division. I mean, they beat the Bills at home last year with no quarterback. So
yeah, the Bills are not invincible.
Yep. And the Patriots will be interesting. They just got Juju Smith-Schuster today.
I think the Patriots are going to stink.
Yeah. So. Well,
Dolphins are interesting. Vic Fangio is going to help that defense. I just don't know what to make of Tua. But, obviously Waddle and Hill on the outside, it helps. So, and they traded for Jalen Ramsey. I'm not sure where he's at right now, but I think he's still a pretty good corner. But, yeah, you can talk about the division, Jake. And I can't remember the last time going into a season. It would probably be 2011 that I thought the Jets could challenge for the division. After they beat the Patriots in the playoffs, we thought maybe they could topple them. But really, since then, I can't really remember a year thinking they could win the division, because for so many years, Brady and the Patriots just dominated this division.
I'll go to say that the Jets should be division favorites. Once all the moves are put in place, I'm going to have the Jets winning the AFC. It needed to happen too, because every quarterback fell off the board. Like once Garoppolo fell off, and
but if you look at it now, Jake, they knew last Friday, right? So they weren't panicking when Garoppolo. Derek Carr is a little bit different. I think there were some people in the building who were thinking maybe we should sign Derek Carr. What if Rodgers doesn't happen? And then he went, but then, you know, the stuff this week, they knew that Rodgers at least wanted to come to New York. They don't know if they can get the deal done, but I'm sure they believe they will.
And a minor storyline when you look at the schedules, the Jets are going to Las Vegas to face Jimmy Garoppolo and Devontae Adams this year. So that'll be a fun little, I'm going to need to get a little expense trip for that one to Viva Las Vegas to Jets Raiders.
Are you a big Vegas guy, Jake?
I haven't been since I was like 12. I haven't been as an adult, so I need to go to Vegas. It's pathetic.
That trip will be good because that's like 48 hours there. I think that's just about right. It's a little overwhelming on the senses for me if I'm there too. Like,
I mean, if I'm there 3 days, I'm going bankrupt, so I can't go.
Super Bowl week there next year is going to be something.
Super Bowl's there next year? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow, why did I
know? And the Jets could be playing in it, according to you.
The Jets in the Vegas Super Bowl. Holy cow. Maybe I'll just wait for the Super Bowl to go to Vegas.
There you go.
Skip out of the regular season.
You can have your ticket with you on your parlay after the Mets.
Oh, my.
When the Mets knock off the Astros in the World Series, and then...
Well, if the Mets, Knicks, and Rangers all win, then and the Jets are in it, we have a $123,000 ticket alive. I might end up having to cash out and then hedge and bet on the Jets maybe for a little bit. But wow, a dollar and a dream, Jake. $123,000 if it's a true Bing Bong special and all the New York teams win. We'll see you in Vegas.
All right, here's the question, Jake. Who is it? It's Rangers, Knicks, Mets, and Jets, right?
Yep.
Who are you the most confident in winning a championship out of those
Mets.
Four?
Mets, I think, are built this year for a title, and I think they have the money. They're going to do whatever they have to do.
Who's second?
Hockey is just a crapshoot. You just never know with hockey. I'll say Mets first, Rangers second, just because I don't know who else is on the Jets roster right now, and I think the Rangers are like a super team right now. So I'll say Mets, Rangers, Jets. Knicks I threw on there. I don't think they got a shot. They're plus 6,500. The Jets are plus 1,500. The Rangers are plus 1,200. The Mets are the favorites at plus 800. So the Knicks, I was just for the hell of it for New York. But yeah, until I see the full Jets roster, I have them below the Rangers right now. But what a time to be alive in New York. Thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for seeing the light. And that's the New York Jets franchise. Save this franchise. Win a Super Bowl. You will have a statue on one Jets drive. And I know Kaz is pumped up to cover you next year, at least for 1 year, hopefully two, maybe three. Who knows? Maybe he loves New York so much he stays for a while. And looking forward to that. We'll close out this emergency episode of Gangs All Here next.
There's, you know, a lot of reasons why, you know, the Jets are attractive. But, you know, there's one coach who's been as much to me as any coach I've ever had. And he happens to be the coordinator there.
Alrighty, that says good night to episode 139 of Gangs All Here, a Jets podcast from the New York Post. Thanks to Andrew Hartz for helping me produce this emergency episode of the program. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe to the New York Post Sports YouTube page. If you're watching us there, the full episode is up. Give us a thumbs up and comment your thoughts below. What do you think of Rodgers? What would you trade for him? Will the Jets win the Super Bowl? We want to hear from you. Give us a thumbs up, comment below on YouTube, and give us a 5-star rating and write in a nice review. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Brown Radio and follow Kaz at Brian Kaz. I was surprised I was good to do this show. You know, I was very scared about this wisdom teeth thing because people were giving me horror stories, the pain that they were in. You know, they had to take painkillers. All they gave me was ibuprofen and amoxicillin. That's all I got. I didn't get any of the hard drugs, nothing. While it does feel like there's like kernels stuck in the back of my mouth, I think those are stitches. I'm, you know, doing okay. There's pain, but it hasn't been as terrible as I thought. Now, knock on wood, and I actually do have my wooden desk right here in front of me, that it'll be okay. But it was not as bad as I was expecting. And I was able to host the show, and I still sound pretty much the same. I still got the Jake Brown radio voice here. So I'm glad I was able to do this, and I'm glad Aaron Rodgers saw the light. I mean, he might be crazy. He says crazy things. There's a lot of things he says you might not agree with, but the talent he has your jaw drop when you watch it. And with the talent this team has around him, with Garrett Wilson, with Breece Hall, with Conklin, with Uzama, Elijah Moore, with every piece they have on the defense, they have a kicker, you know, they have the coach. This team is gonna be special. And the expectation, you know, once it hopefully gets done and the roster's done, is that this team at least goes to the AFC Championship. I think that's the expectation. And I don't think it's crazy to say they should win a Super Bowl. We'll see. There's a lot of other moves that need to happen. But this team should be a contender. There's a reason people are betting on them. And the odds are changing in Vegas for people betting on the Jets. And I got more pumped that it's going to be in Vegas. And even if they don't make it, I got to at least put in now for Super Bowl credentials, because I have to be there. There's a thought of me being there and covering the New York Jets. And honestly, that hasn't happened since the Jets made the AFC Championship. And I was too young then. Now as a professional, this is the first time I've been in this field that the Jets could be in the Super Bowl. And that is really special. Well, when the deal becomes official, hopefully soon, and the trade becomes official, we'll drop another show, react to what the Jets gave up. We'll be here, any other major moves in free agency. And if not, we'll see you for the draft. End of April, we'll preview the Jets draft. And, you know, we'll have a post-draft show as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this Aaron Rodgers Emergency Edition of Gang's All Here. Stay safe out there, everybody. And if you're a Mets fan, tune into Amazing But True. Me and Nelson Figueroa, our New York Mets podcast, back twice a week, starting on Monday, twice a week all season. So we got you covered, Mets fans. And we got you covered here, Gang's All Here, for Jets fans. We'll talk to you next time.